Happy Christmas Hanukkah, everybody. We're here for another episode of Hungry for Some Leftovers. Special guest today, Mr. Rob Stant.
Hello.
Welcome to the South Jersey basement.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on over here. Why don't you give the fine people tuning in today a little brief synopsis of who you are as a person.
Okay. Well, you know, my name's Rob Stant. You know, we're here today because back in 94, I won a lifetime supply of baked beans. Mm. And to be totally honest with you, it's tearing my life apart.
Yeah. Now, how did you win the baked beans? What contest did you have to enter? Was this a game show? Was it a newspaper clipping?
It was whoever could do the most kickflips. And you'd be surprised how many people couldn't do a kickflip. I did three kickflips. It was a timed event. You had 4 hours to see how many kickflips you could do. I could do three. Nobody else could skateboard. I don't know why they were there. I couldn't skateboard. I was driving by and I saw it and I was like, that's a lot of beans. And they were like, yeah, you could win this. And I was like, all right, what do I got to do?
Just do a kickflip. It was at the town fire hall. They were running a fundraiser and you're like, you know what? I could do a few
kickflips. I could do a few kickflips.
Yeah. You played a lot of Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh, yeah.
PlayStation.
That was a really popular game back in 94.
Yeah. Back in 94 when you had it going.
Yeah. Yeah. Google that. See when that came out.
So you won the lifetime supply of baked beans.
I did. I won the lifetime supply of baked beans, and doctors say that, you know, if I keep eating these, it's just going to be super bad for my health.
It's going to be really. Yeah,
he told me to stick to beer, and that's what I'm working on now.
These holiday Millers.
Holiday.
It's a holiday sponsored, Miller time. Yeah. Yeah,
sponsored by Miller.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you can get in trouble for that, but we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll figure out. They used to follow me on Twitter, and then they unfollowed me. I don't know what happened.
Fucking assholes.
But I mean, as if life wasn't going off the rails for you enough, we're now wearing some ugly sweaters,
exactly.
In the basement, drinking beer, and offloading your lifetime supply of baked beans on Facebook Marketplace.
It's been getting rough. Hey, you know what? Arts and crafts have always been a hobby of mine.
I like what you did there.
So that's why
I love it.
That's why we're getting rid of these beans in Christmas balls.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Let's break them out here. Let's show us what you.
Oh, I'm going to leave this to you because if I drop these on your carpet, I will never forgive myself.
Oh, yeah. My wife left for the day, and this is what happens over here. She's like, why are you wearing a sweater? I was like, well.
The sweater is the question, not the beans inside Christmas ornaments. That, she's like, not a problem.
No, she just came out into the kitchen, sees me loading these things up with some leftover baked beans. I mean, just look at those puppies right there.
I would laugh so hard if they all just went.
Yeah, yeah, they all just fell right on down. Luckily, we got two that we didn't include on here. We're just going to have to see how people react.
Yeah, those are for us personally.
Somehow the dog ended up getting down here, too.
This podcast just got so much better.
So, yeah, that's going to be the story we're going with here, is you won this lifetime supply of baked beans, and it's tearing your family apart because they take up a lot of your garage.
Oh, yeah. Did we miss anything that we put in the synopsis? I don't.
Let's review.
It's a baked bean Christmas ornament. We won a lifetime supply of Bush's baked beans in 94, and they quickly began consuming my entire life. Doctors say that if I don't stop eating beans every day, I will have serious health issues. My wife has always been telling me that they are ruining my life, so I decided to find a creative way to get rid of beans taking up most of my garage. Arts and crafts have always been a hobby. Yeah. So I specifically made these Christmas tree ornaments filled with baked beans for the holiday season. Handmade glass ornaments with high-quality, vegan, gluten-free, organic, free-range baked beans.
Oh, yeah.
So add a little flavor to your Christmas tree this year. I am begging you.
I'm begging you.
Please help me before my wife leaves and leaves me and my beans. She is my favorite human being and cannot let her go.
I forgot how desperate we made it sound at the end, because in the beginning it sounds like, oh, and then it's like, please.
Yeah, it's like, this sounds like a very heartwarming, touching story around the holiday season, like a
this
Hallmark
guy
movie.
Beans.
Yeah.
I would watch that Hallmark movie.
This would make a really good Hallmark movie, because like Will Ferrell starring as a guy that needs to get these boxes of beans out of his garage.
Yeah, I hear he's hurting for money, too, so he could definitely use that movie.
Yeah, exactly. So then we end it with, it would mean so much to me if you could take these ornaments off my hands. We'll deliver PM to discuss further.
Sounds great.
And I love the photos that we took, which I'll display right here or somewhere on the screen of you with the bean ornament on the tree.
Oh, yeah. That's the best photo that's ever been taken of me.
Yeah. It's a very good, could be a new headshot. It could very well just be, you know, I think it's a great way to really sell these beans on Facebook Marketplace.
You know what's funny? for a while, I didn't have an up-to-date headshot. So what I sent out to bookers, and they're like, can you give us a headshot? It was the only, like, nice photo I had of me, and it was just this big-ass beer next to my face, and it's just black and white, just, like, me, like, smiling. And it was so funny seeing on this one comedy poster, because it was just, like, so many people with, like, professional-looking things, and then just me, fucking idiot.
Yeah. Just, that's what it always comes down to. And a lot of people, like, I'll use my photos from a show, and then you see all these people that have legitimate, professionally taken headshots. Mm-hmm. And then there I am, standing there at an open mic somewhere with a microphone, doing whatever I do with, you know, looking like I'm beatboxing, holding the microphone like this. Oh, it's a good time.
It's like 8 Mile.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, these people are about to get filled with baked beans here on Facebook Marketplace. What do you see happening here? What do you think someone's gonna
It's Sunday, you know, I think that we're gonna get somebody who's probably been day drinking and I mean, that's what I'm doing, and they're probably bored scrolling through Facebook. They're gonna see this, they're gonna be like, hey, you know what, I'll help this guy out.
Yeah,
it's a nice, humble, like, person, I'd say. And then, we're gonna get either that, or we're gonna get stabbed and murdered.
Yeah, yeah,
it's one of the two things. Or we could stab and murder them.
Yeah,
alternate.
That's the thing. Anytime I go out and do these things, it's like, aren't you afraid of the people, like, gonna murder you when you show up? It's just like, no, because I'm the one that they're soliciting on Facebook Marketplace.
Exactly. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. I am doing the killing, not the other way around.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I hope we get a nice, humble person who needs, like, they're running low on ornaments, and they just, you know, they need these beans.
They have a space on the tree, and they're like, I'll help a guy out. Good Samaritans around the holiday season. You hear a lot of people making anonymous donations to paying layaways at Walmarts, or putting some money in the guy that waves the bell outside of the supermarket.
Yeah, Santa, I think, is the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, I think that guy. Yeah, that's one of those guys.
Is it the
Salvation Army?
That's the Salvation Army. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But then you have people on Facebook that are looking to just brighten someone's day.
Exactly.
And I think you have a new business venture of getting these ball ornaments. It's seasonal.
That's right.
It's seasonal, yeah. But you can definitely get rid of them.
It's also free, so it's not a good business venture, but
yeah, they're free on Facebook. So we're going to get this listed up here. We're going to put this out here with some of these beautiful photos, some of our beautiful handcrafted holiday ornaments. We're going to put them up here on the Facebook, and then we're going to see what happens here. So stay tuned for a little nuttiness.
Hell yeah. I'll tell you what, man. This has been a crazy morning so far.
Yeah.
It's like 3 p.m. I don't know. Yeah, it's not a morning for me.
Yeah. No, this is exactly what the people have been on Facebook waiting for.
Yeah.
That's just they're waiting for this to come up in their feed. And we're about to deliver the goods.
Absolutely.
We are off to the races with some of our baked bean Christmas ornaments here.
Indeed.
With how much interest that these are getting, I'm surprised somebody hasn't already made this a part of their holiday craft season by now.
You know, this is the type of deal that you need to jump on. And to be quite honest with you, a lot of people on Facebook aren't taking this seriously. And it's making me sad.
Yeah, they're not, because, I mean, just look at some of the initial comments that we're getting here. Just, I mean, thank you to Rusty Picker. Obviously, he's deep in Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Rusty Picker. Dude, is that his real name? Because guess what? No, it isn't.
Yeah, no, it's not. He probably has a picture of a rusty old ATV. Yep.
Oh, no pickup. Way.
Yeah.
Wow, Rusty Picker. You mean to tell me he doesn't have an ATV in his profile picture?
And he's not on Facebook Marketplace on a Sunday afternoon?
Commenting on beans?
Yeah. Oh, but Lisa's having none of it. What is wrong with people is what she said. What do you want to say to Lisa here? I feel like we need to address the situation.
I don't want to say anything on your podcast that I would say to her.
Well, I think from your perspective, think she's talking about your wife that's threatening to leave you.
What is wrong with people? Ask her, what's wrong with my wife?
This is a joke? It's absolutely not a joke.
It is not a joke. They're sadly not. Please help me.
You could donate these beans to a food bank. This is where things are starting to get heated between people. They always say,
hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
The best part here is, she says, you could donate these beans to a food bank, just saying. And then Tyler says, it's a joke. And then she says, well, that's a relief.
Well, thank God they're joking.
Exactly.
Otherwise, I would have thought these beans were going to waste.
Yeah. Because they're not going to waste, even despite that it's a joke. It's like, oh, it's a joke. Oh, okay. Well, then do your thing. Do your thing, boys.
Yeah.
Hang on. Is there a Jurassic Park meme underneath there?
Oh, yeah.
What does this one say? People getting confused. Oh my God. That's like, I've never seen that gif before. That's got to be.
I have never seen this one either. That's amazing. That's a
people
a
are digging for new gifs on this.
They are. They're like, you know what? The only way that we could possibly address this situation is a Laura Dern deep cut gif.
Do these beans contain methane? If you want them to.
Faye is coming out. Finally, our first interested customer saying, I totally want one.
Oh, dude, my entire set next week is going to be about this podcast. So, you make your living as a comic? Wow.
Yeah.
That's, dude, I on Instagram, I get all that shit all the time. People are like, was this supposed to be funny? And I like, I'll go in their profile and their bio is like, rest in peace, dad. And I'm like, yo, bro, ask your dad. How about that? Ask your dad if it's funny.
Steve just wants to let us know that beans are good for you, but you have to only eat 39 of them. One more makes you 40. What in the hell is he talking? Did I miss a wordplay in there?
Dude, that's a robot. There's no way that's not a robot. That guy, that is a... That, dude, Facebook has fake people out there. Don't even act like they don't. That dude, beans are good for you, but you have to only eat 39 of them. One more makes you 40.
Yeah, is anybody calling bullshit on the Russians rigged the election through Facebook? Yeah. Clearly have never interacted with Steve Murray.
Exactly.
It's apparent that it's real and it's happening. You make a solid point, sir.
You make a solid point. That's what I'm saying.
If this is really, we would take a few.
Yeah, we'll say you one.
Yeah, you can't count on people on Facebook that's to right. form a coherent sentence.
That's, if this is really.
If this is really, it is really.
It is really. Are we giving away all of them? Or are we dividing these up to different people?
I mean, we can turn this into our own federal expressive bean.
Dude, I will. Christmas everybody ordinance. Everybody gets one.
We're gonna turn this into like one of the toy drives, like a Toys for Tots. Only it's like beans for divorcees on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, that's a new charity we're working on.
Yeah. How do you win a lifetime of beans? Alyssa's asking the right.
We
gotta
tell
questions.
Her that we already said it was a kickflip contest.
Yeah, it was a kickflip.
Kickflip contest back in '94. I did three. I love how this story just has so many plot holes. It's hilarious.
Oh yeah. It's
first of all, I definitely don't look like anybody who could have been alive to win a kickflip contest in '94.
I always take away something with learning something while doing this podcast. Okay. That's the main mission. And Jamie brings something to life here. My husband can't have a meal without his Bush's baked beans. It actually makes me sick. I didn't realize they cause health problems.
Tell her that we could introduce introduce him to our doctor. Am I your wife in that picture? Who's that?
If anybody asks, I'm waiting for someone to ask.
Okay. This is a dream come true. I'm on Dan's podcast, and I get to be his fake wife. Another robot.
Another Russian shill, Debbie.
I'm just curious what you did to win them, huh? Vegetarian or favorite? Family loves brown sugar.
Won a kickflip contest in '94.
I did three.
The same one every time is so funny.
These Russian bots are going to be coming out.
The idea of a kickflip contest that's an hour long and you do three and win is hilarious.
Okay, I'll take some beans.
Okay.
Now, if we're going to go meet the Russian bot herself.
Oh, my God. We are going to get stabbed. It's okay. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
And what better way to tell people that you went out than I actually can't make the mic tonight because I got stabbed delivering free baked beans to somebody.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, if my dad was alive, he'd be disappointed.
I'm beginning to think Alyssa is still trying to really figure out what is happening here. She said, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Good for you. How does it work? Do they just mail you beans? I'm very curious.
What should we say? How does it work? No, say a truck delivers them, because that's even funnier. The idea of beep, 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 and your wife's like, oh my God, more beans. I don't know why she sounds, oh, because we're in Jersey. Yeah. oh my God, Dan, why are there more beans? I told you to get rid of them. And you're stuffing them in Christmas balls. You're like, I'm trying.
Oh my God, they delivered it from a truck every single month, and they back it up. And my wife just screeches.
Get them out of here. Get them out. The neighbors. Yeah. She's the neighbor.
We don't want them anymore.
The neighbors next door. She's like, "You like, please help us." And they're like, "We've got it. We still got some from last month."
And now Jackie, who was initially interested, she said, the idea of this has honestly made my whole day already. If you want to leave it in the mailbox, I will be able to find it when I get home from work. Have the greatest surprise there has ever been.
No, hand deliveries only.
Yeah, we got to do face-to-face. Now, if there's other people that want one, we can make, we're like Santa giving out gifts where we just stop at different mailboxes, only we got to get face-to-face with somebody.
Exactly.
This is what Christmas is all about. Bless your kindness.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
Shout out, Carl. Carl with a C. That's how you know he's real. Those K Carls, I don't trust them.
Oh, this guy, Carl, he just came back at us. I do not have a tree, but I wish I could. It would also be a sin for my greed to deprive a child who deserves this more.
Okay.
I mean... They could also be used as earrings, though.
They could. They could be used as... You could hang them anywhere. Tell them you don't need a tree.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who Sean Park is, but he sees my comments. You ever see my comments come up in your Facebook where I say I run a marijuana shop behind the Willingboro Mart?
Wait, what?
There's a... there is a abandoned marketplace in Willingboro. I grew up near Willingboro, New Jersey.
Okay.
And there was like a flea market that would operate out of there. And it's now extinct. It's an abandoned building at this point. So I comment on, there's a newspaper publication in Burlington County called the Burlington County Times.
Uh-huh.
And I comment on every single one of their articles that come up in my feeds. Different ways of saying that I'm selling marijuana behind the Willingboro Mart. But I spell marijuana like Mary and then Juana.
Marijuana. Okay.
So I constantly say, and I have specials going on. I got, you know, all types of stuff. So this guy has clearly seen my comments there. And it would be absolutely hysterical if I ever met up with somebody there to actually do some legitimate business, like getting rid of some Christmas ornaments.
Oh, yeah, dude. Let's do it. I'm down. Anytime I have to meet up behind someplace to deliver something, I know it's going to be fun. It's never like in front. Like, you know, meet me in front of the fucking grocery store. It's like, no, meet me behind the grocery
behind
store.
Behind the Wendy's to the left of the dumpster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I miss about, like, you know, because, like, with like weed's legal and everything, kind of. I mean, you know, whatever. Like, it's medical. It's like, but like, like back in the day, like you had to like go on a mission to buy weed.
Yeah.
Like it's like, okay, I'm gonna go like, if I get found, if anybody finds me, like I'm gonna have to like get a new passport.
Yeah.
You know, back in '94, those were the days.
I can't stop thinking about the farts that are going on.
There's too many. Please help. Oh my God, I'm burping.
Oh boy, checks OP. Dan's at it again.
Oh, you have a reputation?
I have a reputation. Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white Vans. Oh God.
God, this gets me fucking rock hard. Say us too, or me too. I keep forgetting we're one person. Hashtag. Oh my God, you're gonna hashtag me to it.
Me too. Yeah. With
hashtag me too.
You ever see like the boomer comments where they space out their punctuation marks?
Oh yeah.
Me too.
That's the first time anybody's responded with that hashtag to something that said, God, this gets me fucking rock hard. It's the first time that hashtag has ever been used in that context. I'll take 10.
Halo. Someone named Halo. I just realized I saw you at the Motorsports Park last month. You were hilarious. I was the pregnant person sitting right next to you
on
stage.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, enough of you. Enough. You're getting attaboys in Facebook comments.
Oh my God,
you got fans and shit, dude. You're like oh my God, you were so funny. Tell her just take the beans.
That show was crazy, by the way. This was down in Millville, New Jersey.
Okay.
Right. Great show. This is the second year in a row we've done shows. There was a regular stand-up show. There was a table of women in the back that the owner of the venue had to repeatedly tell to be quiet because they were disrupting people around them.
Yeah.
After a few warnings, he asked them kindly to leave the venue because they were being disruptive, which immediately they started freaking out. The one woman started yelling, "Do you know who I am?"
Uh-huh.
Which is when you know that's like, oh, we really picked on the wrong mom. And she went home. This group of women went home, told their husbands they got kicked out of the show.
Oh my God!
So then all these husbands rolled up to the venue in their huge pickup trucks and their
how tall were they? 5'6"?
No. These guys were pretty big, tall guys.
I hear pickup truck, and I'm like, that's my height.
They got the huge, like, you know, swamp lights on top of their pickup trucks. They're wearing the hunting gear. They got a lip in and everything.
Which one of you was talking shit to my wife, telling her to leave this here establishment?
Yeah. So the cops showed up, and they apparently the guys wanted to press charges. So I was like, press charges on what?
For asking you to leave
a show that you paid to come into, but you did nothing but disrupt it.
Oh, wow. A round of vodka sodas didn't end well for you.
Yeah. Bean me up, Daddy.
Bean me up. Oh, my God. This guy. Daddy. Oh, my God.
I already could have told you that when I saw a comment come up from someone that has a bunch of flounder as their profile photo, they were not going to be amused. Why do I have to see this garbage on my Facebook? Well, maybe it's because you publicly joined a yard sale group for literally anything anybody on Facebook decides to sell.
Yeah, first of all, Eric, it's not garbage. It's beans. Thank you. Don't act like you've never eaten them. And second of all, I'll give him credit. He didn't say anything racist, which somebody with flounder in their profile picture is normally like, oh, they're going to say some racist shit.
Yeah.
That or the one, you know, the profile picture with like, the bald dude with the sunglasses in his truck, like that.
Yeah,
selfie.
Yeah.
Those are always like, dude, sunglass selfie in the truck. Like, yeah, we know who you voted for. You know.
Yeah, you got the Oakley sunglasses on. You know, usually like, you know, landscaper glasses.
Oh yeah,
sunglasses. Yeah, absolutely. Food banks. I have way too many canned food, but I'm curious to know how they calculate what a lifetime supply of delicious beans would be. Have you made aforementioned wife a warm bush baked beans bath to dwindle down your supply?
Oh my goodness.
It also serves as a great mouthwash and gargle. I don't know, just a thought. Beans are good for your heart.
We know how that ends.
Tell that to my wife.
I like the idea of having a New York husband and a Jersey wife. Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of these beans. Oh my God. That was a horrible year. Never mind.
It's turning into a North Jersey like Italian Sopranos.
That was like an Italian like porno. The more Miller I drink, the worse this is going to get. Should I be your wife in the background? Did you find someone to get rid of the beans? Dan. Dan, it's you found someone? Okay.
6 hours later.
Hello?
Sarah?
Yeah, is this Dan?
This is Dan.
That post was fucking amazing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad that you're open to having a delivery of our beanball ornaments.
Wait, I need to know. Is this, like, did you actually win a contest where you have all these beans?
Yeah. Actually, I'm here with my buddy, Rob. He's the one who won all of these beans.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, hey, yeah. Back in 94, I won a kickflip contest. I did three. And you had an hour to, whoever could do the most kickflips in an hour won a lifetime supply of beans. I did three.
And oh wow!
Yeah, it was
you're up against mediocre skaters.
Yeah, there was no skaters. It was like two moms and then like this blind guy, and I didn't know what he was doing there. So it was like I don't even skateboard.
He doesn't even skateboard, and he had to skateboard in the back of his car and saw the contest going on. It was actually in Collingswood back in 94.
Yeah, the skateboard was supposed to be a gift for my buddy, and I was like, you know what? I mean, I guess I could probably figure it out. Honestly, the first 35 minutes were me just like watching YouTube videos on how to try to learn how to kickflip, and then I just did three at the end.
And that is just fucking amazing.
Okay.
You don't hear too many underdog stories like that. There should be a movie.
No, not at all. And especially with like skaters not even being as big as they actually are, like that's amazing.
It's crazy too. Like I don't know why the prize was a lifetime supply of beans, but I was like, you know, I'm not going to say no to infinite beans essentially, you know.
Well, you know what? You have protein for the rest of your life and you know you're going to have a great heart after that.
Well, my doctor says I got to stop eating so many and my wife is sick of them. So that's why we're getting them in these ornaments. We're trying to get creative here.
I mean, there was that one person who said you should donate them. Like, I was like, yeah, but you know, these
We are.
That's awesome.
We're donating them to you in Christmas ball form.
Yeah.
And when the best part is, so my older brother actually skates, and the fact that it was a kickflip contest cracked me up even more.
Is he going to be home? We should kickflip when we get there.
Oh, no, we don't live together.
Oh, bummer.
He's in Burlington. He doesn't skate as much anymore, but I'm definitely going to give him one of these and tell him the whole backstory to that.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. Just like we only can give so many. They actually have a lot of food banks only accept a certain amount of beans, baked beans, like per week. I only can give so many of them away, and the trucks just keep delivering them.
Yeah, I think there's one scheduled later today.
So that's why we're like, all right, we got to get rid of this batch before the next one comes in. Mm-hmm. And we're like, you know what? We'll put them in Christmas ornaments, really holiday theme them, you know, and got a lot of interest. And a lot of people were like, yeah, you know, we want them this, that. Some of them are kind of far.
So we can come deliver them to you?
Yeah, I'll be home. I will be honest. I have to be somewhere. I have to go to Topgolf at 7 for my friend's birthday. And I honestly might give him one of these.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, then we'll get in the car right now. Yep. We'll mark it as sold. And we're going to get in the car right now and bring you. We got 4 of them.
Yep.
That's perfect. And just call me when you're here.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Absolutely. We're going to do that. We'll be over there in a jiffy.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. We'll see you.
All right. See ya.
12 o'clock midnight.
And here's the beans, the bean balls. Check those out.
Bean balls.
And here's Sarah, who's willingly taking these in.
Thank you so much.
So what stood out about these on the Facebook Marketplace for you? You really wanted to get a hold of these ornaments. You're gonna get them as gifts, right?
Yep. Going to my family, my cousin. He's so excited for this. I gave him a call right before you guys got here.
Yeah.
He's thrilled. Honestly, he's thrilled. He is so excited.
And you're gonna give him out of Topgolf. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm gonna give one to my friend.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
You got his birthday 4 of tomorrow. Them.
Yeah. Oh my god. Hey. Well, here's the guy that did the kickflips to get those beans.
They're all yours.
You
yeah.
and your 3 kickflips.
It was a tough contest.
It was a tough contest.
Back in '94,
yeah.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. It was hard, yeah. But hey, you know, hope they find them. You know, their way to a good home. I'm sure you'll treat them.
Yeah,
you'll treat them
very well. Those
we have so many more beans we need to get rid of. So thank you.
Yeah, got a nice little ribbon on them too. Oh, so yeah. You can hang them up there.
Oh my god.
Just make sure they don't because they got a little weight to them. So as long as they don't.
They need a good branch.
They need a good branch to rest right under them, but they're
don't drop them because it will get messy.
This is the star of the tree, the true star.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to get them in a star up on there.
That oh, most definitely.
Oh, for perfect. Sure. Oh no, these suckers are these beans. These were some of the you just got these the other day, right?
Yeah, I got them the other day. Those are good for at least another 6 years.
These are fresh. These are the fresh boys.
Yeah,
we got another delivery coming soon. So these are some of the freshest beans this side of the Delaware.
We got a truck coming tonight. So
yeah, we got to get back to our other truck.
All right,
but yeah. Thank you.
It was great meeting you.
Oh, it was great to meet you as well. Thank you for having it. You guys enjoy. Enjoy Topgolf and the beans.
Thank
all right.
Take
yes.
care.
Hopefully that adds a little flavor to the tree, you know? Have a good night.
Take care.
So your thoughts?
My thoughts?
Yeah.
I think we got a lot more beans we got to get rid of. We got to up the, you know, the process on this.
Yeah.
What do you thought? Bean chairs. What do you think about bean chairs?
Oh, we came out here and we can go trash
dude,
picking.
Dude, let's fucking just take this.
Just take that. Put that in
go.
The... Let's take
just
it.
Fucking...
Oh, they got a cat thing and everything. Oh.
Dude, there's think of the bean possibilities. Think of the bean possibilities. The bean facilities.
The possibilities.
A few moments later.
All right. Well, we just got back from beautiful Audubon, New Jersey, dropping off our delivery of homemade holiday craft ornaments filled with baked beans. So what did you think of the first experience offloading some items for free on Facebook Marketplace?
I did not think it would blow up as quickly as it did. And that's what really that's what shocked me the most is when you described it to me, I was like, dude, who the fuck is going to want baked beans in balls, Christmas balls. And I think the description really sold it. I think the pictures were great. Our story was not believable, but people loved it. And and I just, it's crazy how many people you got that messaged you and were like, I want some, and then didn't. Why are you wasting your time? Don't fuck around.
Why would you reach out to somebody with your thing saying you're interested, but then you're not? But here's my Facebook profile. Here's my address and my phone number. Here's everything about me. If you just want to figure it out and then never respond after that, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, but I learned a lot about Facebook today. I've learned that some people, a lot of people were like, oh, this is funny. Other people were like, I want it. And there's some people who were just like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
They were just teasing us.
Oh, you're a paid comic.
Yeah. Oh, is this what you do for a living? Every single comment that was negative, or it was all, a lot of women were loving it, saying, yeah, this is hilarious, this made my day. I see those comments all the time. But then all of the people that are angry as hell are the, like, the classic photos that we saw there of these guys that are just pissed off at the world.
Yeah. Just they just not happy. Anytime you see a dude with sunglasses in his profile picture, it's going to be bad.
That, or if it's of a pickup truck or some flounder.
Yeah, if it's a picture of something that's not you, bad news.
In the back of a hunting, is in hunting gear in the back of a truck, or has a deer in the photo, or something like that. You're asking for trouble.
It's going to be bad. But yeah, it was interesting. We had fun. We dropped it off, the product off. It's crazy how many comments you need to like weed through of people who just don't give a shit.
Hundreds of them. It's absolutely crazy. People are like, just.
Yeah. I'll take four. And we're like, we got them. They're like, oh, you're being serious.
It's like here's my address. I would like four of them delivered tonight.
Yeah, we have like six strangers' addresses.
Yeah, and I don't know what to do with
and
them.
You have, and there's like four people who have your phone number. So good luck to your phone blowing up.
Yeah, because then they're going to be calling me and say, is this Bobby's Bean Balls? I would like to place an order.
That's right. We didn't even mention the name of it, I think, throughout the entire time, right? Bobby's Bean Balls.
It's just funny. They're used to just people offloading random shit on here, and people asking, why is this garbage in my feed? It's like, well, because you're in this group.
Because you're in a fucking garage sale, yard sale, Facebook Marketplace. Isn't that all supposed to be garbage? Like, I've never been on Facebook Marketplace and be like, well, we did see that Porsche on there, so that's a lie. But like, who's shopping for a Porsche on Facebook Marketplace? Like, yeah, I got 45 grand to throw away.
Yeah, they just say it, 45 grand cash. This will work out very well. Yeah. No, it all worked out. Got through. Sarah, shout out to Sarah for taking that in there. Her boyfriend asking if the beans were expired.
Yeah. It's a valid question.
Yeah. But
the truck was offloaded today.
So. Yeah, they were just on the latest shipment. We got another one coming in. The amount of beans that could be taken up a garage, and that's why I could see after the fact that people talk about food banks all the time. But yeah, you know,
we made a mistake of saying we had a garage filled with beans, and we were just
trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, several people were like, we'll take some cans. And we were getting so desperate at one point where people weren't messaging, where it's just like, you're like, I'll deliver you a can of beans. Just please, like, let us record it. Like,
yeah, we got to just show up. And that's why I was like, oh, should we just put on Santa hats and drive around and just throw baked beans at people?
Just throw the glass balls of beans. You get beans.
Yeah, just throw it. Just throw it like Santa on the fire truck throwing candy at kids on the sidewalk. Yeah. It's just ornaments full with baked beans. But now I'm glad it all worked out. It found a happy home, and now there's going to be four very confused family members that are going to receive those.
Oh yeah,
from Sarah, and they're going to be like, "What the hell was this?" And then she'll have to explain. Oh, a guy on Facebook Marketplace was getting rid of these because he has a garage full of.
And they're
going
to tune out immediately as soon as she says Facebook Marketplace. They're just going to hear. Ooh.
Yeah, Sarah, I'm sorry if you're going to be institutionalized after this because people just don't believe your story, or they're wondering if you're well.
No. It was in 94. He won a kickflip contest. I swear.
He did three.
Here, I'll show you the listing. You delete the listing so there's no history of it. Yeah. To block her number.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, it was for this thing, I swear.
It's for this podcast. Yeah, here's his phone number. They're like, that phone number doesn't exist.
Yeah. The number you have called is not available.
Yeah, and then it turns into a whole Shutter Island thing of like, did this even happen? Or is this even who you say you are?
They've got anagrams of like her name. It's like, baked beans. If you rearrange the numbers, it says like whatever.
If you take the amount of baked beans that are in each ball and correlate that with the letter of the alphabet, it describes this whole satanic message.
Oh yeah.
We could have put a lot more thought into this and gotten a little bit crazier, but
I think we did just the enough amount of crazy.
Top notch. It was top notch.
It's really funny because she said she was going to golf or Top Golf after.
Yeah, yeah.
I just imagine like being at Top Golf and somebody shows up with Christmas balls full of beans and be like, "Here you go, Merry Christmas."
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, "What if they use it like with the golf? Like they."
Oh, they put it on the tee and they just fucking smack it and just
beans go everywhere.
Just beans and glass shards go into people's faces.
That's a good idea.
You know, she's the perfect candidate to receive an item like that on Facebook.
She was very excited. Like, we didn't have to like fight her on it at all. She was like, absolutely.
We didn't have to fight her. We didn't have to.
For a while, we were like, please take these beans.
Yeah. You can tell immediately from somebody whether they're like dead serious. Like, yeah, here's my address. Here's my phone number. They're receptive enough for that. But I was surprised. This is the first time I've done this where people have willingly sent me their home address and then not respond to any other messages.
Yeah, it's like that's a message you send last.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm interested, when can I get them, here's my information, here's my address. Not like, hey, I'm interested, here's my address, stranger.
Yeah.
And then ghosting you.
And then there's people asking for them to be shipped to people. It's like, yeah. Can you imagine shipping ornaments, let alone ornaments filled with beans?
Ornaments filled with beans? Oh, my goodness.
Kind of beans. You can just hide all types of drugs in there. The DEA would get involved. It'd be a whole nother type of story. But
that's how you successfully fly with drugs. You get beans.
Yeah. I think we just found a market to go right into a niche market.
On the on the next episode, we try to give away free drugs to strangers. I feel like that would go way faster.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a cake that we're going to try and give, and it has a nail file in the middle of it. Yeah. Baked right into it. Yeah.
These cookies are filled with heroin. Come get them.
It's funny because the dessert products don't go very well on this program.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe they're like on like a diet or something. Yeah. Beans have protein.
There's a cake and brownies. I think maybe if we try a cannoli of some sort. But yeah.
Yeah, fucking cannoli. If you can't say cannoli and not be like cannoli, you know, you're gonna sell it.
Yeah, you gotta talk like this with it. Yeah, absolutely. let the people know what else you got cooking or coming up, and we'll put a bow on this.
Oh, I got some stuff. Christmas is coming up, so as far as like shows go, I got a couple things coming up, but like nothing too crazy coming up anytime soon. I guess just follow me on Instagram at Rob Stant Comedy.
STANT.
STROBSTANT and then comedy. And then that's me on Instagram. And this was super fun. Hopefully I don't know what's going on for me in the future, but I will post any fun stuff going on my Instagram and let everybody know. I mean if it's cool with you, I'll probably chop up a bunch of clips of this and post it on there too, and just
absolutely
tag the shit out of it. You need to make an Instagram specifically for this
where I just go balls to the wall with Facebook clips. Marketplace clips.
Because
gotta do that.
It's great. This is a great idea.
Well, now that I have a bunch of episodes in the bank, I can absolutely do that.
Do it. Yeah.
This is going to be episode, I think, seven or eight.
Cool.
I'll just start sharing all the clips from the other ones, past episodes, all on the YouTube. So that's where you can find everything on there. This full episode, and we'll see you back on Facebook Marketplace. Hopefully, at some point, someone yourself on there if we see you come across some of these people.
Absolutely. So much fun. Yeah. Let me know if you ever want to do this again. I'm 100% down.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Well, yeah. Cheers to this and to Facebook Marketplace.
To all the loony fucking crazy people.
They would have thought that we were the crazy people. Yeah. Just two dudes on a Sunday with some ugly sweaters in a basement drinking Miller Lite on Facebook Marketplace. But there's crazier people out there, folks.
The people who are buying them.
Exactly. No matter what, how crazy you think you are, especially around the holidays, I can guarantee you there are people far crazier and batshit crazy out of their minds on Facebook Marketplace. Just take a look at any of the comments on these threads and you'll quickly realize it.
Exactly. Anytime I have trouble falling asleep, I'm going to think about that.
Just think about that, yeah.
The crazy people. It's like, you know what, I bombed tonight, but I'm sane.
Yeah, I'm sane. I'm not on Facebook Marketplace messaging people about leftover food items. That's really all that life boils down to.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, thanks for everybody for tuning in this far. If you have made it this far into the video or the podcast. Follow, stay tuned for more. We'll see you next time.
Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Let's just chug the rest of the
drink this.